This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has asserted that there is no role of any third party in the bilateral relations of India and Nepal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated this during a media briefing in New Delhi while replying to a question on remarks of Prime Minister of Nepal concerning India-Nepal boundary, as well as a subsequent statement issued by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Nepal.
While close to 98% of India-Nepal boundary has been demarcated, there are some unresolved segments. The shifting of the course of Gandak River has resulted in this situation. In addition, there are cases of cross-border occupation and encroachment of no man's land in demarcated segments of the boundary, which are currently being mapped jointly. We have established bilateral mechanisms to deal with all aspects of boundary matters. It should be clear to all concerned that there is no role for any third parties in a bilateral matter between India and Nepal.
India has also rejected the unwarranted references made in Pakistan-European Union joint statement regarding Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Jaiswal said the Union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are integral and inalienable parts of India. The ministry spokesperson also said the acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodrigues, will be on a four-day visit to India starting tomorrow. Mr. Jaiswal said Ms. Rodrigues will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during her visit. A delegation of Nepal's ruling Rashtriya Swatantrata Party, led by party president Ravi Lamichene, met BJP President Nitin Naveen in New Delhi as part of the No BJP initiative. Welcoming the delegation, Mr. Naveen highlighted the close and historic ties between India and Nepal, rooted in shared civilizational heritage, cultural bonds and strong people-to-people relations. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, said re-evaluation portal for Class 12th answer sheets is currently supporting over 8,000 concurrent users. In a social media post, the CBSE said that more than 16,000 students have successfully completed their submissions so far. Meanwhile, the CBSE said that the platform was targeted by a denial-of-service attack which generated nearly 1.5 million hits within a span of 2 minutes. The board also recorded more than 1 lakh attempts to gain unauthorized access to files hosted on the system. A Delhi court extended the judicial custody of 5 accused in the NEET paper leak case till the 15th of this month. Yesterday, physics lecturer Manisha Sanjay Havaldar, pediatrician Dr. Manoj Shirure and physics teacher Tejas Harshad Kumar Shah were sent to 14 days of judicial custody. The CBI has arrested 13 accused in the case so far. Unified Payments Interface UPI has achieved 23.20 billion transaction counts last month. In a social media post, the Department of Financial Services thanked the citizens for embracing digital payments. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said country's healthcare approach has evolved from a predominantly curative model to a comprehensive framework. This framework consists of preventive, rehabilitative, palliative and geriatric care. He said that over 1,82,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandiris are serving as the first point of contact for healthcare services across the country, and he was addressing the second convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS at Bhatinda in Punjab. The government has invited nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2026. This prestigious award is conferred by the President to children who have made exceptional contributions in various fields. The last date for submission is 31st of July. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and closed around 0.5% higher. The BSE Sensex rose 383 points to close at 74,650. The NSE Nifty gained 101 points to settle at 23,484. In women's cricket, the third and final T20 international of the series between India and host England will be played at Taunton tonight. The match will begin at 11 PM IST. The series is levelled at 1-1 with India winning the first match at Chelmsford by 38 runs and England registering a 26-run victory in Bristol. And that is the end of this news bulletin.